We are doing some work with Bruce County and the Bruce County Federation of Agriculture on a white paper project to understand the intersection between clean energy and agriculture, both how clean energy can play a role in agricultural operations and how the ag sector can contribute to clean energy production.
How long has this project been underway, and how much progress are you making?
We've been working with Bruce County and BCFA for I would say the past 6 months or so, and we're getting pretty close to having a finished product in the next few months here.
Okay, so tell me about the finished product. What you hope to see or what you will see.
Yeah, absolutely. So we're hoping to lay out our findings, which is really an understanding of the entire clean energy and agriculture landscape, how those two sectors intersect, and then some recommendations going forward on how we can encourage greater adoption of clean energy within the ag sector, but also look at ways for different sorts of clean energy production from agricultural production.
Chad, and maybe this is a question for the farmers, but how receptive are they to the measures that you're talking about?
Very receptive. So part of our engagement here at Great Bruce Farmers Week is to understand the barriers to adopting those different technologies and different practices within current operations, but also looking at barriers to cashing in on potential new opportunities. So really understanding whether it's, you know, purely from a cost perspective, whether the technology is just quite there. There's been a lot of good reception to understanding what those barriers are and how we tackle them together.
Last couple of questions for Chad Richards. Will the change be big or will the change be massive?
It's really a full suite of potential change. So there are different incremental things that we can do together. There's also kind of system-wide change that we're also looking at. So it really spans the whole spectrum of possibility, as things tend to do in big conversations like this.
And as we do this today, how enthused are you about the progress that you've made and where you're heading?
Very, very enthused about it. We've got a lot of really great data, really good insights. One of the things that these types of projects, white papers, can run into is they do a lot of literature review but don't actually get on the ground and talk to people. And that's what we're doing here today, is we're getting in front of farmers, talking to them about the concerns, the questions that they have about this potential, and really working those into the product that we'll produce.